Fundamentals of Imam Khomeini's Political Thought. In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. One of the fundamental principles of Imam Khomeini's thought was to concentrate main issues on the axis of the pure Muhammadan Islam, as the Imam used to call true Islam. The thought rules out secular Islam and backward Islam. He said, Islam is the religion which opens the way toward man's spiritual sublimity through material activities. He also said, genuine Islamic recognition will guide us to the advancement of a society full of human talents and piety and social justice. Imam Khomeini, instead of relying on hollow materialistic powers, seriously relied on God's infinite power, as he believed that God will not leave alone his helpers and the helpers of his religion. The Imam experienced the hardest events with the same thought and belief. He did everything as a religious duty. His jihad in the way of God, his effort for formation of the Islamic rule and thwarting the plots of enemies were all done for God's satisfaction. This does not mean that he didn't pay attention to social and economic affairs of people. Rather, he took everything into consideration, but through putting Islamic laws into practice. Imam Khomeini deeply believed in people's power. He considered all walks of life like himself, and this was the reason why the entire nation loved and supported him. The idea of republicanism was based on this very thought, as the Imam strongly believed that the system belongs to the people. In view of this, he kept recommending officials that they are the servants of people rather than their bosses. Imam Khomeini considered support for the poor parallel with social justice and a struggle against injustice and corruption. In view of this, among his main ideals were to materialize social justice, minimize class gap, remove unjust discriminations, support the poor, and fight poverty. Imam Khomeini paid high attention to struggle against oppression and global arrogance. The thought had its roots in the Quran and Islamic narrations. He would stand against any tyrant and oppressor both in social and political fields. Accordingly, he staged uprising against the tyrannical regime of Muhammad Reza Pahlavi and overthrew it with God's favor and people's support. He also stood courageously against the U.S., calling it as the Great Satan. The Imam was the first one who said, America cannot do a damn thing. This has turned into the slogan of anyone who struggles against the U.S. Imam Khomeini turned the issue of fighting the fabricated Zionist regime and supporting the Palestinian nation into the main issue of the Islamic world. Imam Khomeini was the main caller to and banner bearer of unity. He believed that unity should be observed among all Islamic denominations and ethnic groups. According to the Quranic principle, the Imam maintained that no one is superior to others except for God-weariness. Today, the enemies of Islam, enjoying media empire, is doing its best to sow seeds of differences in a bid to weaken the Islamic Ummah and make various Islamic denominations suspicious of each other. This is aimed at misleading minds and thoughts from the main enemy, the U.S., and the fabricated regime of Israel. Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, was a true believer in independence. It means negation of all kinds of dependence, particularly on enemies. However, independence does not mean negation of interaction and communication with others. What is important as a principle in Islam is to negate dominance of foreigners and enemies on Muslims. This is against dignity and freedom of Islamic communities. One of the clear manifestations of independence in Imam Khomeini's thought was his special attitude toward relations with the U.S. From the beginning of his struggle against the Pahlavi tyranny, the Imam made it clear that the United States is the main cause of the Shah treachery and crimes against the Iranian people and the world. Therefore, he adopted an independent and uncompromising stance against Washington. Permanent struggle against the arrogant in the world, especially the U.S., and support for the oppressed and downtrodden was the infrastructure of Imam Khomeini's political ideology. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, the American leaders have conspired incessantly to restrain this revolution or isolate it to defeat it. This, however, has not escaped Imam Khomeini's sharp look, as the U.S. has failed in all of its plots. Imam Khomeini called the U.S., the government and not the people of the U.S., as the criminal of history, source of corruption, great Satan, world devourer, spiteful enemy of the world oppressed, number one enemy of mankind, enemy of Islam, and the international looter. Imam Khomeini called relation with the U.S. as the relation of wolf and lamb. He said that the superpowers want to milk us, and there is no benefit in relation with them.